Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Escape Artist by Helen Fremont. Read by Gabra Zachman.
Author's note. This memoir, as well as its predecessor, After Long Silence, attempts to make sense of the secrets that underlie the family in which I grew up. In both books, I have changed many names, locations, and other identifying details to provide a measure of privacy to my family and others, and to underscore that this is my story. I have been careful in making changes to select settings that are consistent with the actual events described. Because different events are considered in this volume, readers of both works will notice that I have changed the geographic setting and other details from those provided in my first volume to better maintain this consistency with the actual events described in this book. This book also considers aspects of my relationship with my sister and our personal difficulties that did not appear in my first book. Some events recounted had already occurred, some had not. I turn to them now because I have come to understand the extent to which they inform my story. I have relied on my journals and memories spanning decades in setting out what I have come to remember, believe, and understand about my life. Like all personal narratives, mine is inherently subjective. However intertwined my life is with the lives of others, I can only speak my own truth. I recognize that their memories may vary from mine, no matter how many experiences we share and how much I love them. Predeceased. The light started to seep into the foothills of the Berkshires, the outline of trees barely visible against the dark sky. February 2002. I was driving the Mass Pike to Schenectady to meet with an estate lawyer. My dog, who had come along for support, sat in the back seat with his tongue hanging out, filling my rearview mirror with his blocky golden head. I'd grown up in a town near Schenectady and had driven this road hundreds of times with its old-fashioned toll booths and pilgrim's hats on green signs. My mother had taken me and my older sister, Laura, to Jiminy Peak on this road when I was barely old enough to hold a ski pole in a mittened fist. She'd taken us to the Clark Art Institute to gape at giant paintings of satyrs and nymphs. Later, she'd driven me to Williamstown to see Bertolt Brecht's Mother Courage and Arturo Uy, and other plays my father refused to see because they were about war and suffering, and he had already...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?